1-800-449-8686.
Graduation for many people coming up next month. Middle school graduations, high school graduations. I know there's serious things afoot in the country, but we do want to talk to a couple of parents that will be hosting a graduation party. And some of the do's and don'ts, I would imagine, of graduation parties and exactly what we can expect. Bobby and Steve Dooley are parents in Western Estates, California. Are you going to be hosting the graduation party for your son? And where does your son go to school?
He goes to Western Estates Middle School.
Western Estates Middle School. Why are you guys going to have the party?
Well, my husband Steve and I just finished calling around, and the word is out that Justin's middle school graduation will be at our house.
What, I know that. Was there some question?
Well, Phil, you know how parents are. They all want to have the party at their house because they thought they could provide the better party. But Steve and I explained to them why it would be better at our house.
You explained to the other parents?
Yes.
We explained to them it'd be better at our house.
And that's Mr. Dooley?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dooley, Phil Hendry?
Yes, sir.
So you explained to the parents why the middle school party should be at your house?
Yes, sir.
Why?
So I'll answer that. We just have a lot of things that kids like. We have a trampoline. We have a pool. We have a jacuzzi. We've got dart boards and pool tables. We have the new Dance Dance Revolution games. We just have a home that children feel really comfortable in. And one of the things that we're blessed with, Phil, is that Steve and I, my husband and I, both act very young. And I think the kids like that. We dress very now. We're very with it. We dress in the latest...
DKNY.
Yeah, we dress DKNY, FUBU. I like to wear these Frankie B. jeans. We're very now, and we hang with the kids. And we'll rap with the kids. We'll talk to them.
So kids come to your house, and they're very comfortable.
Yeah, because Steve and I are with it.
Well, when you say with it, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, we rap to the kids about their problems. When you listen to them talk about their parents and how out of it their parents are, they want to go to a home where the adults are with it. And they're very jealous of our sons. They're very, very jealous of our sons.
And I would imagine this is because they feel that there was a level of communication at your home?
Yeah, that's really it, Phil. And the other thing, too, Phil, is that we're very loose with the kids. We're not... uptight like a lot of their parents are. I think it's just...
Give me examples when you say you're loose with the kids.
I don't know. We're not really... We tell the children if you're going to drink, we would rather you drink here than out on the street someplace, if you must. So if the kids want to have a beer or a glass of white wine, we would rather they do it here at our house than out in the street.
Also, Mr. Henry, I'd say the kids are curious sexually, too.
That's another point, Phil.
I'm sorry, the kids are curious sexually. So you say that you give the children an opportunity to drink at your house?
No, it's just that we tell them...
Don't do it. You're going to do it on the streets.
Yeah, if you're going to do it on the streets, we'd rather you do it here. And sex is the same way.
How?
Well, the kids are curious sexually. They're comfortable in our home. If they have a couple of drinks and they're curious, we don't want them going off to a parked car. We don't want them going out into a park. If the kids are going to have sex, Phil, there's no way you're going to stop them. So we tell them, you have sex here. We don't want them going off to a back bedroom. We want them to do it out in the open.
Now, I want to jump in. You're not just talking about your own kids. You're talking about the kids from the kids that are friends.
Yes, all the kids that come over here.
Right, Phil. That's what makes our house such an attractive place for the kids to come to. Because we're with it, we understand it.
We're very with it. We're very now. We're very, I guess, and I don't want to sound like I'm conceited or anything, but we're very young, and the kids like how very young we act.
So if the kids want to drink or they want to have sex...
No, let me tell you something. You're never going to stop a child from drinking or having sex if they want to. So I tell all the kids, all the friends of my sons, if you're going to have sex... Do it here. Do it in the open. We don't want you in a parked car. We don't want you in an alley somewhere.
Imagine having sex with a girl in an alley. That's disgusting.
Right. Do it here in the open, in the living room on a couch, out near the pool where it's well lit. We don't want to
drink it in private.
Have a drink. Have a glass of white wine. If you want to have sex with her on the couch, go ahead.
So the kids are having sex in the open at your house?
So let me tell you about kids. They just want adults who are with it. And they want adults who understand. We don't put any head trips on the kids because we know that so many of them, I mean, we listen to them, and they tell us how really out of it their parents are. And they say, Mrs. Dooley, it's so much fun to come to your house because you're so with it. One girl told us that her mother works. Another boy told us that his father doesn't get home till 8.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just disgusting. So what we do is...
Those people are uptight.
What we do is, Phil, we're very loose. We don't put head trips on the kids, even with our own behavior.
Well, I wanted to ask you that. What about your own behavior? What about you and your husband?
Well, I mean, specifically...
Well, do you guys... Are you drinking with the kids?
No, well, not necessarily, but this is our home. I'll give you an example. When you can laugh with a child about something, when you don't make a big deal out of it... Steve was in the jacuzzi the other day, and he had just a T-shirt on, so he was nude from the waist down. And he had a beer, and the kids thought it was a big laugh. Everybody was having a great time. It was
no, all right, so Steve, you're in the jacuzzi with middle school kids. You're nude from the waist down.
I was nude from the waist down. I was walking around the pool nude from the waist down. Kids thought it was hysterical.
Drinking a can of Coors?
I had a can of Coors.
Because of the fact that we're loose and we're not filthy, we don't use sex as something filthy. All the neighborhood kids love to come over here, and all of the kids are going to love to come over here for our middle school graduation party, which we've told the other parents we're going to have, because they're frankly just out of touch with their kids.
All right, now this is a couple, folks. Hold on, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley. Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates, they're having a graduation party at their house because the kids, they say, seem to be more comfortable at their house. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You guys have said that you don't want the kids drinking out on the streets, so you allow them to drink there.
That's correct, yes.
And you don't want them having sex in private, so you allow them to have sex there at the house, only if it's in the open?
That is correct. That's our one rule. The only way you are allowed to have sex in our home is if it's out in the open, above board, no one's sneaking around, no one is...
Well, you're saying this, so the kids... must have sex on a sofa in the living room.
Where we can see it, yes.
We don't want them sneaking around.
Let me get this straight. These are middle school kids having sexual relations.
No, Phil, what I'm saying is, if a young man is turned... No, of course not. I'm not saying that.
Well, then what are you saying?
I'm saying if a young man gets turned down by one of the girls... And I don't know how they say it.
What's a cop a feel?
What's the cop a cheap feel? This is something we're not going to have. We want it in the open, that's all. We want to keep an eye on the kids. He wants to get
around the world.
Anything.
Well, the way you put it, Ms. Dooley, wants to cop a cheap feel.
No, I'm saying it the way the young boys would say it.
That's the way the kids say it.
All right, but let's be respectful here. So you've got 13, 14-year-old boys who want to sit on a couch and touch a young girl in an intimate place.
As long as it's out in the open. Phil, let me tell you and let me tell all the other parents out there that don't understand their kids. We understand kids. We're very with it. We're very hip. Children are going to have sex whether you like it or not. I would rather they have it on the floor in front of me than hiding.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Bobby and Steve Dooley talking about the middle school graduation they're going to be having at their house. Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think the two of you are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are appalling that you call yourself a mother and father. Yeah, I would never allow my children. Of course the kids want to come to your house.
I don't understand.
I do understand.
I do.
I understand completely. You two consider yourselves young and with it and loose and all that. You are loose, all right.
No.
You're condoning open sex, and if they want to have a drink, fine.
Debbie, let me explain to you. These kids are going to have sex anyway.
Let me tell you something. I have teenage daughters.
In front of me.
I have teenage daughters
mm-hmm.
of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. You're making it very comfortable. If my kids knew they can go to a house where the parents who are with it and young, I think you two are off the wall and you need help.
You know something?
Okay? Of course
the kids
are going to go there and have sex.
If the kids can hear what you're saying,
you know
Debbie,
something?
They say, you're really out of it. You're so out of it.
You know something? I think that you and your husband... husband get your rocks off by having this go on.
That is disgusting.
And I can't believe that a school is allowing
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you corrupting other people? Other people's children.
You know, Debbie, if you'd loosen up and let your daughters come to a party that
we have. I wouldn't let my daughters. Never near you.
Your perverted husband.
You and your perverted husband.
He's walking around.
He's walking around your backyard naked from the waist down. And you have other people's children there?
We get a big laugh out of it. The kids get a big laugh.
You get a big laugh out of it?
Yes.
You know what? You're perverted. That's what you are. You're getting a laugh out of it?
It's no big deal. The kids have a big laugh. We all get together and laugh about it.
Well, wait a minute. I want to jump in here. What are you all getting together and laughing about?
Steve was in the jacuzzi. He was nude from the waist down, and he jumped up out of the jacuzzi and went surprise. And the kids thought it was a riot.
So this was the kids didn't know that he was nude in the jacuzzi?
They thought it was funny, Phil.
That was a rock. And now, what age are these kids?
Excuse me, I can't hear you. What did you say?
What age are these children? They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
And what's the approximate age?
I beg your pardon?
What is the approximate age?
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 19.
I didn't...
19?
No, I said 13.
I can't hear you, her phone.
Your phone cut out. What did you say?
I said 14 to 19.
Do you think that 14? It's a big laugh that 14-year-old girls and guys are going to see your husband naked from the waist down? What the heck is wrong with you two?
It was all a big laugh. Everybody understood.
It's a big laugh. I think you two are... You know what? It's really not a laugh. It's really pitiful.
Wait a minute.
That people like you who are adults are corrupting these children.
Debbie, our children today desperately need adults who understand them and are
with them. Oh, really? You know what our children today need? I'll tell you what our children today need.
How do you dress? I bet you don't even know DKNY or FUBU.
Oh, you know something? You're absolutely wrong. First of all, I'm in New York. That's first thing. Don't tell me I don't know what DKNY is, okay?
Okay, what's FUBU?
Okay? Don't tell me I don't know the latest fashion because I do. All right? But you know what the kids need today? They need church-going people that have some morals and scruples.
Hey, Debbie, that's what they need. Debbie, this is Phil Henry. I want to ask Steve a question, Mr. Dooley.
Yep. Yeah.
The word is that when you jumped out of that jacuzzi, you yelled the words, the cobra's out of the cage. What is that supposed to mean?
The kids thought
it was funny, Phil. It was a riot.
Oh.
The cobra's...
Of course they're going to think it's funny.
You know, you're so old, Debbie, you don't know where the phone is. I can't even hear you.
I bet you I'm younger than you, honey. I bet you're younger than you. Don't you tell me I'm old.
Well, then why are you dropping the phone? Every time you talk like this, I can't even hear you. I can't hear you.
You know why I can hear you?
Because my hearing is young.
You're so intent on being young.
Yeah, exactly.
And loose and everything else. Why don't you go into a nudist college? Get into a cult. You and your husband, okay? This way you can be with people your own age and stop corrupting these 14 to 19-year-old children who need direction and people with morals.
You know, you people.
I'm ending this call now because you are making me sick.
My husband wasn't totally nude. He was nude from the waist down. He yelled the cobras out of the cage. It was a riot. And you don't have a sense of humor.
You don't understand what anybody's saying here.
I bet Debbie thinks DKNY is her genitalia.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley will be having a middle school graduation party at their house next month. Why? Because, frankly, they think young and they're with it, in their opinion, and they don't put a lot of head trips on the kids who come over there. Among the things that they allow at their home is drinking and sex, because they say kids are going to do it anyway. They might as well do it under the watchful eye of an adult. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
But we're very with it.
I know you're very with it. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with me. They are a couple from Western Estates, California. They'll be having a middle school graduation. Your kids are, your eldest son is how old?
Our son, Justin, is 13.
And he's graduating from middle school to go to high school.
Yes. What is your point?
My point is, he's 13, you've got kids coming over, drinking, having sex.
Phil, they are going
to... Mr. Henry, they're going to do it anyway. You got to understand.
I got that they're going to do it anyway, all right? At what point do we provide some guidance for these kids? At what point do we look at them and we say, no, you may not have sex?
Oh, my God, you are really out of it. You are...
You're not even with what's going, what time it is out on the street.
Oh, don't give me that what time it is out on the street, okay? Look, I know what time it is on the street. The time is to give these kids some direction and say, no, you can't do it.
But still, the kids come over here because they love our... Listen to what we have, Dance Dance Revolution. We have candy and bowls all over the house. We have... It's fun. We have darts. What's wrong with you?
You're bumming us out.
That's something the kids say.
You're bumming us out?
Yeah.
Well, nice to know some things don't change, man. That's what we were saying 30 years ago, okay?
What? I don't get it.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, the other thing is...
You're crapping our style.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I got to get a phone call in. Suzanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think both you guys need to take the go-to-jail sign and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know yourself that anybody who allows a 14-year-old child to have sex in front of them on the floor is perverted.
No, you're getting it all wrong. You're getting it all wrong.
If you are running around naked from the waist down and you think it's funny, that's fine. But the law wouldn't think it was funny if they were called in. And I think somebody ought to call them in from your town and let them look at you.
Let me ask you a question. If a girl has too much to drink and decides to strip her jeans off, do you want her doing that in the street or in your home?
Wait a minute.
I don't want my daughter having too much to drink.
Wait a minute. Is that
they
something
make
that happened?
More money
Did that happen at your house? Did that happen at your house?
Yes. One of the girls had too much white wine and started to peel her jeans off.
That's because you gave her the wine.
Well, you know something? Suzanne, you don't understand. She would have had the wine anyway and stripped in the street.
Let's say she would have had the wine anyway. Then you wouldn't have been responsible for her stripping in the street.
Wait a second. Mr. Dooley, No, that's okay, Suzanne. Did you just say, Mr. Dooley, that you got an erection?
Well, yeah. What do you expect me to do?
So now you're standing there nude from the waist down. A teenage girl has stripped in your living room.
That's a natural thing. See, we're very loose. The kids don't. We're not uptight.
Apparently, Oh, Lord, how loose can you be? I have raised two children, make more money than I'll ever make.
Well,
and those kids went to heavy metal concerts, stuff that the others didn't think were just totally proper.
She's going to do
however, I never allowed one of my children to have sex in front of me in the house. Hopefully, they weren't having sex anywhere, but if they were, at least it wasn't in front of me.
Well, you know,
and I wasn't being titillated by young children while I ran around naked. And I really believe the police ought to know about you guys. You're on national radio now.
That's absolutely correct.
I need to explain something.
Well, go ahead.
Suzanne, listen to me. The kids got a big laugh. The girl stripped her jeans off. Steve boned up, and it was just funnier than hell.
The big laugh should be on you. You should be in jail. Your kids should have somebody that's going to set a proper role model for them.
Let me ask you a question.
And be away from you.
What do you think a girl's going to do after a glass of white wine and a bong load? Of course she's going to take her pants.
A glass of wine and a bong load.
Yes.
Let's just say a glass of wine and a bong load in your house is illegal for a child who's 14 years old.
So you are breaking the law,
and you are not teaching those children anything about respect for themselves or others.
Steve used his cobra to hang her tube top on. The kids had a big laugh, Suzanne. Please understand, I'm a mother you.
I don't think any adult...
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
See, I'm a MILF.
You're a MILF?
Yes. And,
Now, what is a MILF?
A MILF is a mom I'd like to, and I don't want to use the word.
Yeah, she's a mom, if they want to, you can't use the word.
This is, you're a MILF to the other boys, these boys that are coming to the house with your son at these graduation parties?
Yes. And it's a lot of fun, you know, because it's all done in good fun. So I wear a low-cut jean or something like that. What I'm doing, Phil, is I try to show the boys what a beautiful woman looks like who can tease them a little bit but still have just a good time and have a big laugh about it.
13-year-old boys, you're dressing sexy for, but it's a big laugh.
Big laugh, because the kids want, why are you so uptight?
You know, Mr. Henry, I've been talking to you, and you're all uptight. You're not with it. And
well, you know what? Maybe I'm not with it. I've got four kids. I got a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Well, you really need to be with it. Do you have parties at your house? Do you have the kids over?
We've had parties at our house, yeah. And I'm not walking around nude from the waist down with a can of Coors and a Triumph motorcycle T-shirt on.
Yeah, but it's all in good fun. Listen to this. Now, a lot of the music...
Hold on, Steve. Phil, can you hear the music?
Yeah.
Okay, this is an example of what we play for the kids.
Yeah. You got to know what time it is out on the street.
Oh, man, you're really down with the street and all that bullcrap, huh?
Well, don't be angry.
You know, you're jealous, and I think a lot of parents are jealous of how young we think and how with it we are.
Well, you know, Ms. Dooley, I don't want to be with it if it means I'm walking around with no pants on.
The kids thought it was funny.
Yeah, so you tell me. Let me go over to a phone call here. Michelle, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I am about to be a mother in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So 14 wasn't that long ago to me.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in God's creation I would have ever gone looking for a house like yours. I mean, there's no way. This is the most ridiculous, ludicrous thing I've ever heard in all my life. And I, my friend, am with it.
Well,
so, I mean, I'm much younger than you, I can assure you.
You know this music?
You ain't ready to get
it. No, I have never heard that crap in all of my life.
You never,
I cannot imagine.
How with it can you be if you never heard a Public Enemy?
You're somewhat sure.
This is Public Enemy, Michelle.
Why would I allow my child, why would any parent allow their child into a home where people act as ridiculously immature as you two so-called adults and parents?
Because children need adults who understand them, Michelle. We live in a day and age now where the kids are so alienated. And if we can make connection with our young people, all right, so Steve was walking around with no underwear on. Big deal.
What's wrong with our society
big
today
deal.
Is people like you.
Oh,
our children need role models
blame
and people
me.
Who will, I mean, what is this about sex on the floor as long as they're doing it in front of us?
So
that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in all my life.
So you want them to do it out in a back alley somewhere?
I don't want them to do it at all. At 14 years old, I was not having sex.
Well, they're going to do it. And Michelle, I hate to tell you this. You weren't a very typical 14-year-old, if you don't know.
Well, and thank God I wasn't a typical 14-year-old.
Well,
no 14-year-old I know goes to somebody's house to lay in the floor and have sex in front of their parents.
Well, what is
no,
going
what
to happen
14-year-old
is
I know.
No, oh, okay. No, you know a lot of 14-year-olds. We're very young. We have a lot of
14-year-olds. Okay, I understand how young you are. You keep talking about how young you are. You got 14-year-olds coming over to your house, and
still, they're going to have sex anyway.
Tell them no. They can't. If they're going to have sex anyway, let them have it out in the street.
Oh, kids are not going to have sex anyway.
Oh.
They're going to come to your house to have sex because it's okay at your house.
Well,
because
if they
you're teaching kids that it's okay. So it's okay for kids to just have sex, get pregnant, drink, take off their underwear while your husband gets an erection. All those things are okay.
We had a big laugh about it.
You know, you keep talking about
that's what you keep saying. Your house just must be one big hee-haw.
You know, sex can be very dangerous. We don't want to get injured. Why? That's why we need to keep an eye on them.
What are you reading that or something?
I forgot. You're watching them while they're doing that. That totally slipped my mind.
You know. I'll say it, Steve. I want to say this for my husband. You're very insulting. What you're intimating, I don't appreciate
at all. You're insulting to the American people.
Yeah,
you're insulting to parents today. You are an insult.
Turn down your boombox, there, Mr. Dooley. Turn down the boombox, please.
Sorry.
You know what? A lot of kids want a place where they can relax, and their parents won't let them out of the house. We tell the kids, if you can get out, get down to a corner, we'll come pick you up. We pick the kids up. They come to our house. We return them home. Nobody's any the wiser, and they've been able to communicate with adults who really get it because we're with it.
So you're teaching them to be dishonest to their own parents and not share that with them.
Now they're lying to their parents and...
Oh, get with it, Mr. Henry. Be with it.
Will you shut up about being with it? I'm freaking with it, all right? I'm so with it, I'm getting nuts over here.
Listen, I wake up every day with my candy. See?
Yeah, now I get it. 1-800-449-8686. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'd just like to make a couple comments about it.
We're going to want our big screen TV and watch with the kids. It shows how to have safe sex.
Okay, listen, hero. Everybody been listening to you across the country. Now, you be a little bit of respect to me. I've waited on you, and you can show me a little bit of respect.
Who is this?
This is Dave. I'm an over-road truck driver.
Yes,
and
sir.
I've got kids, and I've got a bunch of friends of my kids that come to my house. And
you
have
need
a
to turn your radio down, Dave. You got to turn your radio down.
I'll tell him that. Turn your radio down, Dave.
I have a bunch of kids. Why don't you shut up and listen? Once in your life, shut up and
listen.
Oh,
my God. Are you going to let him talk to you that way, Steve?
You can't talk to me like that.
Oh, shut up.
Well, listen.
Go ahead,
listen.
Dave.
Let me talk. Everybody lets you talk. I have my kids' friends come and party at my house. We don't let them drink beer. We don't let them have sex on it. And they respect us, and they want to come back. We have a good time in the pool, whatever else. You are sick. You're on some kind of trip. All you want to say is get with it or how good looking you are or how young you are. You are sick people. You need help. You need to go to jail.
If I was one of the parents
that had a kid there and your husband got an erection in front of my child or you walked around in the pool naked or you let him have sex, what I would do to you after I called the cops, I would do everything within my power to get to your house and I would beat your ass.
I'd pick up a gun.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you two guys trying to say?
I think you heard what we just said. I think that you'd probably want the cops to show up.
Oh, so you're trying to beat me up, huh? The kids would rescue me because I understand them.
Turn your stupid ass music off.
You're not with it.
I'm not with it. Hey, I'm with it enough to know that Public Enemy ain't nobody been listening to that for years. That's how with it I am. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, I'm an 18-year-old female, and I am from Houston.
Is Bobby there?
I go out on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
When we do go out, we go to clubs, so I am very with it, and I am very young.
Do you know FUBU?
Excuse me, yes, I do.
Okay, what about
and
Frankie
for
B?
For your information,
what about
actually,
Frankie B?
I would like to make my point, ma'am,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're with it, then you should be mature enough not to interrupt me. I do know what FUBU is, and
mm-hmm.
FUBU is a brand for minorities. It stands for us, by us.
Oh.
So unless you're black,
you don't like
Mexican.
Black. Do you not like blacks?
Oh, I never said that.
Well, you are intimating it.
Ma'am, I did not intimate any such thing.
You know this music here? It's simple.
Yeah, I heard it. Actually, it's Public Enemy. And our host is right because it is not hip, okay? Rap is kind of cool, you know what I mean? And it's not Public Enemy anymore.
Well, and what about Eminem? Eminem, is that what it's called?
Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah, I've heard of Eminem. I'm 18, sir, and I do listen to the radio.
Chris, this is Bobby.
Yes, ma'am?
Chris, you really should come to our house and see for yourself the environment that we have for the kids. We have jacuzzi.
Ma'am, do you know what? I live in a very affluent area of Houston, and I have neighbors on both sides of me who act like you. And you know what? One girl's daughter is pregnant, and the other one's son died last year.
Wait a minute.
He was one of my really good friends. He died because he was drunk and he was driving, and her mother did not care.
Hey, Chris,
so
you know what?
I have experience with parents like you.
Hey, Chris, I think it's disgusting.
Dear, why is your voice so shaky? Are you sitting on something?
You know what? Because I'm going to cry because I lost my best friend last year to drinking and driving because of irresponsible parents like you.
Well, there you go.
One of my best friends is not going to graduate with me because she's pregnant and she's going to be delivered. delivering a baby in a couple of months. She can't go to college with me.
All right,
and if she goes to her parents,
so you're not
they
sitting.
Only take responsibility for her.
All right, so you're not sitting on anything that's moving.
Oh, well, did you just hear what the woman said?
You know what?
Did you just hear what she said?
Yeah, I did hear what she said.
Chris.
And I think that if she was with it and she was mature and she was a good role model for a child, you know what? She probably would not have to insult an 18-year-old to try and get her point across.
Hey, Chris, I want to ask you a question. This is Phil Henry. Did you say that the people who live on either side of you are like these kind of parents that are with it and hip?
Yes. Oh,
Phil, now
you're
making
fun of me. I live in a very affluent area of Houston, Texas.
Right.
And Houston, Texas is very big oil, lots of money. To both sides of us, actually not right now, in my old house, one parent, her son did die.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And then,
I'm very sorry to hear that.
He died in a drinking and driving accident.
Was he fed the booze by an adult?
His parents bought him it, and he was actually, but anyway, they bought him alcohol, they let him drink,
and then
he did go out to another party.
All right, I'll tell the girl the truth.
His girlfriend happened to be out and did die in a car wreck. And
I'm so sorry. Hey, Chris, I want to tell you something, though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My name's Phil Henry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the lady that you've just been talking to?
Yes.
I was doing her voice.
Oh. Because I really was about to strangle her because I know a woman like that responsible for the deaths of my friends.
I'm so sorry to hear that. But I was doing her voice. And the husband?
Yeah.
That was me, too.
Thank God.
All right, so they don't really exist. Okay, I made them up.
Okay,
but you know how I made them up? Because I know there are people like that out there.
I know people like that, and that's why I feel...
You are such a chicken, Phil.
Why am I a chicken?
For telling her that you were doing the voice.
Now I'm a chicken for telling her that I did the voice.
And look, you made her cry.
I didn't make her cry, you did.
You're a real asshole, Phil.
Thank you very much.
I was about ready to just go insane. I'm 18, I know I'm with it.
You sound, Chris, this is Bobby, you sound almost as if you're mad. As if you're going mad.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, Chris, that's what I do in my show. I do these fake voices. I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, I live in California, and it's the same everywhere, right? I live in a little tiny town called Thousand Oaks, California.
Yes.
And we had, like, in the last 2 months, I think we've had 4 or 5 kids die in automobile accidents. Just driving their cars into a pole, driving their cars into a wall. You know, what the hell's going on? I don't get it, man.
And then the parents refused to acknowledge that it was because of alcohol. I know so many parents that think, oh, well, he just fell asleep. I'm sorry. If your child's coming home at 2:30 or 3 in the morning from a party and smells like liquor, I find it hard to believe that the only reason they crashed and died or injured their friends or had to get their car totaled, I find it very hard to believe that it was just because they fell asleep.
Well, I think that you're right. And I think that in a lot of ways these people – excuse me for a minute, will you, Chris? Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing? What are you, Dr. Laura?
I'm talking to a young lady who is...
I know what you're doing. Are you Dr. Laura all of a sudden? Oh, yeah, hey, I know. Young people, wow, what a bummer. Hey, get back to doing the stuff you do.
Okay, Chris, I got to go, okay?
Yeah.
Chris, he's got to go.
Anyway, I'll... Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Chris.
Okay,
thank you. Do you have to interrupt...
Yeah, I got
to
interrupt. I flip my radio on, and I want to hear you doing the shtick with the fake voices. Next thing I hear is, oh, well, and you know, there's so many young people today. What are you all of a sudden, man? You're doing a Neil Myers show on me. I got one, Dr. Laura. I don't need two. And I don't need one that's bald.
Oh, so that's the crack, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I've been meaning to say something.
About my lack of hair.
Yeah. Do your show. Tell you what, why don't you go sniff some flowers and have an enema? I think that might...
Yeah, okay, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
You know, we were going to do a little comedy. How long is the Larry King flashback? 2 minutes? 2 1/4? Because I wanted to... We're dealing with the same thing at our house. I'm walking around with no pants on in front of teenagers, and I really got to stop it. No, we're dealing with teenagers, young people in our house who want freedom. Freedom. You know. And one of the advantages that I got over my wife is I used to be a 16-year-old boy, okay? And I said to her, I'm going to tell you this, and you may not register, but here's the fact. 16-year-old boys want to be able to sit on the hood of a car and whistle at the girls. They just want to do that. That doesn't mean that they're at anybody's house. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're at a function. They're just sitting on the hood of a car someplace. And you know what? Let's do the flashback. I'll do this next hour. Because I got lots to say, and it's really boring, and I don't really want to say it. So I'd rather listen to a Phil Hendry comedy gold moment.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Larry King is on right now talking with, or actually was on just a few minutes ago, talking with Rosie O'Donnell. And I swear to God, this is what he said. He said,
Rosie, in the gay couple, how do you do it? How do you rub up against her and...
Well, you know, Larry, that's very personal.
I want to know. How did it, what?
I swear to God. I couldn't believe it. Janice was here. My jaw hit the floor. He's sitting there with the hunchback.
When you gaze, do you put something that you need? One of you got nothing you can stick in the, you know?
Well, Larry,
How do you make a baby,
Well, we adopted.
I don't understand. You have how many children?
Well, Larry, we have,
How'd you get eight kids if you're gay? You don't make no baby unless you gotta have a guy, don't you? That's what I've been told. I'm Larry King, and now this from Ginsana. And now I'm gonna go from being very conversational, Rosie, and I'm going to now talk as if someone is shoving a cattle prod up my rectum, all right?
Okay, Larry.
Ginsana is fantastic! Get some! All right, back with Rosie O'Donnell now. Now, Rosie, you're gay. And you are gay, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I've been talking a lot about it.
Yeah, it's really dull, too. Oh, man. But, Rosie, how with you gays and you want to have a kid? I don't get it. Can you make sperm? I don't know. If you're gay, do you automatically, does the girl become a guy and a guy becomes a girl? You know?
Well, Larry, why don't you blow it out your ass?
All right, do you dip anything? Come on. I know Rosie Downs, I guess. She's going to be on the Daytime Emmys. What do you think of Daytime?
Well, I've done things artistically.
Artistically? You're going to be nuts. You call that show of yours art?
Well, I'm going to get the Emmy for Daytime, bullcrap.
Well, that's right. Rosie, you're a testament to everybody. You're just something else. In fact, I think I'm going to become a fag myself. That's how impressed I am with you. I'm Larry King. Still marrying women 30 years younger than me to prove I can still get it up.
Dun, 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 dun. This has been Larry King is a real bore.
Hey, Rosie.
Yeah, Larry.
You want to be artistic?
Sure.
Do some of that lesbo porno. I'd really love to see that.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Yeah, well, we call that a Phil Hendry comedy gold moment. Hey, look, if Carson can have his classics... All that cheese ball that he's selling for big money, we call that comedy freaking gold. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.